right into it.
I pee real Perfect. Quick.
No.
Okay. Wait, no, yes, I can.
Go pee. we just kind of start. It's casual. It's like no, after night. It's after dark, you know what I mean? At night. Good?
It's really good.
I finished really both sides.
It's really good. I can't believe
I didn't share with you.
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. I'm
fine. It feels like it's like fall outside because there's a hurricane.
Oh, like fall. Yeah.
Good old fashioned fall.
I'm from Washington, so normally the leaves fall. And here, nothing falls.
Double door. You gotta either jump it or open it.
Okay. I hurt my nail on it earlier. I was right outside the door.
Yeah. She loves laying there while I'm streaming. She used to lay, like, she used to lay right here, and then she decided that the hallway is better. Hmm. She gets, like, full assessment over the entire area.
I wonder if it's because you're too loud.
Probably.
My this dog was, leaves when I stream.
This is Kaya and my dog Dipper yesterday. It's very cute.
They went nutty mode. Yeah. They were brawling for the entire time.
They were just, like, upstairs, and so it just sounded like thunder happening.
Speaking of which, this tropical storm's been kind of mid, huh?
Hey.
It's not as scary as they said it would be.
Look, I don't want to get canceled, you know, by the people who are saying I'm not taking this seriously enough. Oh, yes. But yeah. No, growing up in Florida, we had so many hurricanes. And I remember, like, looking out my window and, like, watching trees fall down. Like, trees fell on our house and, like, destroyed part of the house that we couldn't, like, rebuild. A tropical storm in my mind is like nothing, but I know because the infrastructure here isn't built for it, it can be a problem. But yeah, it's like hard.
People's
for
pools
me to...
are overflowing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh you shit! Imagine? I haven't.
You haven't looked.
I haven't looked.
Oh.
I looked, and it was there was some water.
There's water in the pool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't drain it at all. I don't know. Like, I guess you're supposed to. Is that a thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't do that shit at all. My pool guy and the gardeners are duking it out.
I didn't want to get a pool because having a pool guy sounded
Why
like
are
a
your
lot.
Pool guy and your gardeners duking it out?
Because the gardeners, apparently, according to the pool guy, treat the pool like a trash can.
No.
And they dump a lot of the leaves in there because my dad uses the pool finally. I never really use it. So I hit him up. I was like, yo, my man, I love you. What's happening, like, with the pool? Yeah. There's, like, it's, like, kind of green. He's like, oh, it's because the fucking gardener treated like a trash can. They just, like, dump all the leaves in there.
Drama.
So they got drama. They're duking it out.
My old landlord, who is a real estate agent, like a commercial real estate agent, he sucks. I'm finally, like...
A job provider?
Yeah, he's a job
provider. A valuable member of society?
He had me, I was like, hey... If I move out, because I moved into my new place, if I move out, can you find another tenant, maybe let me out of my lease? And he was like, sure. This is in May. My lease ended in September, so I've already paid through August. And he's like, sure, just move out as soon as you can. I move out April 30th.
Wow.
He never found a replacement. He just lived in it. And every time I would check in every month, he was just like, oh, I'm trying to get, you know, this studio to rent it out. And I was like, just get a person to rent it out. Don't try to find like a corporate partner. And then I'm still nice, you know, because I like want to get my security deposit back.
Good luck.
Yeah. And I checked in one last time and he's like, yeah, finally got somebody moving in. Should have just gone with a normal tenant. And I was like, yeah, well, you just, you know, charge me all this money. And then he would like have a temper with everybody. So he fired our gardener. Like, because you went to the party.
I did.
And there was, like, there's a big yard at that place. And the gardener, I don't know what they did wrong, but he, like, cursed them out and fired him. And then we didn't That's have weird. A gardener. And then just, like, it was, like, got super overgrown. I don't know. He's just a weird guy. He said he called my real estate agent a bitch when she was trying to, because I was potentially going to buy that place. And then he owed 120 grand in taxes on.
Don't show your phone. Camera.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, he owed
about you.
He owed 120 grand in taxes on the house, and so he couldn't sell it. And then he wanted me to wire him cash to pay off the thing.
Huh?
And then my real estate agent was like, hey, we're not going to do that because that's insane. And then he came to me and was like, your real estate agent's like really unprofessional. And honestly, I'm over it. I'm not going to talk to her anymore. And I was like, hey.
I've had that happen with stuff like brands working with me. And then I'm like, hey, talk to my agency. And they're like, your agency's being really cringe. And you're like, oh, they're just asking my rates. Like,
I just had that with a guy.
Oh, with a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, I don't want to put this guy on blast yet because I'm awaiting tea. But it was, I can't even fucking remember his name. But it was a dude who hit me up and was like, hey, we're working with these brands. Are you interested? And I was just like, hey, here's my business email. Talk to my team,
there,
basically.
Yeah.
And then he was like, sorry, our clients don't want to work with your team. They want to work with you direct. And I was like, it just sounds like you are trying to take advantage of me. Yeah. And I'm like, with all due respect, it sounds like this sounds exploitative because I need to talk to my manager, my lawyers, like the normal people who are going to need to look at a deal. And he's like, sorry, I'm working with Google and they don't want to. And I'm like, I've worked with all these brands that you're talking about before.
Google definitely wouldn't be like, no, Jarvis, actually, we want to be direct with you.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't bring a lawyer into the fold.
They're not direct with anyone.
Yeah.
the entire thing is contract, like different contracts.
Literally the only benefit to them would be manipulation. Like, what the fuck else would you get from doing that?
I don't know, to strong arm you into whatever they want.
Well, for them, 1 in 100 creators will be like not as confident or maybe not even have a team.
Yeah.
Say yes, make no money or negative money.
Or just have some weird usage on like their face for like a really long term and not know that they agreed to it.
We went on this site and it was a bunch of creators, none that we knew, but a decent size.
But they were real creators.
That's likely exactly what happened to them.
So I reached out to some of them and I was like, hey, are you aware that you're on this website? Are you aware?
Yeah, that happens. Were they? Sometimes.
They didn't respond to me, which I understand. Like, I'm just a random guy.
They ask for your management.
2 million subs on YouTube? What are you talking about?
Well, no, I just might, like, if I, like, send a DM to somebody.
Jarvis Johnson Gold?
Hey. But,
it's not premium, but when you're here, you're gold?
Did I butcher that? You swapped it, but, you know.
Oh, Jarvis Johnson Premium?
Well, no, it's not Jarvis Johnson Gold, but your premium is the thing. It's, check this out.
Premium. There it is.
I'm premium.
I have beef with a Fear and viewer.
Oh, good.
Yeah, also I want to hear the thing that you were about to say.
Also, I'll do that thing too. But I had my first stand-up comedy show.
Whoa.
Let's go.
Oh, I know.
Fuck.
I'm talking about it here, about I guess. It on the fucking... We were talking about other shit. Why are you mad?
Oh, it's such a good
I'm sorry,
good
we
topic.
Talked about
Wait,
stuff.
Wait, that's so sick.
You guys see like a preview of the bonus on the main? Like, that could be it.
There's your clip. And so I did stand-up for the first time in front of an audience. Great, did a good job, knockout.
Did they laugh?
Everyone laughed. That was hilarious.
With or at?
What?
Laugh with you or at you?
Oh, we'll see. Can't tell when you're up there. That's all that matters.
Did you record it? Did you get like footage?
Yeah, I did record it. Mostly just for practice.
I need to see it.
No.
Come on.
You could have just come. No.
Okay. That's crazy.
That's too much.
Yeah. Her first ever.
Like allow you to be vulnerable without it being, you know, content. Yeah.
Once I work up to an hour, I want to do a special. So that's why I can't like leak because I did a 10 minutes and I'll redo it for the special. Okay.
What kind of room was it?
Oh my God.
What do you mean?
Like the type of, like, was it open mic or was it like?
It was a show. It was a show. I was a part of someone's lineup. So I wasn't the headliner. I just had a tight 10.
Nice.
For
your first stand-up, 10 is very long.
It was a tight 5 and I convinced him. I said, give me a 10. Give me a 10.
Wow.
Let me ask. So I convinced him to give me a 10, which is great. Cause I know the guy running the show. So he was like, okay, I trust you. And I was like, okay. So I went up there, everyone laughed. It was a good show. I was told I did second best. So, you know, we take that.
How many people are on the lineup?
7. Yeah. Let's 7 go. People in the lineup. So I was like, I'll take that. Whatever. First
okay. But
time.
Were the other people like really bad or were they like kind of good?
They're like comedians. They're like in the thing in the circle.
I guess not. They got crushed by a newbie.
Yeah, they got crushed.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. It was fine. It was fine. I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
Did it feel the way you expected it to? Did your, like, adrenaline go up when you got on stage or anything?
I felt nothing. Yeah. Oh,
fuck yeah.
I have a dissociative disorder, so.
Oh, cool. Klonopin.
It's a problem.
It's great.
Klonopin.
I mean, it helps you out in this situation.
Yes. Yeah. I was really nervous until we, like, got there. Like, I rehearsed it. About 4 times with Maya on the phone throughout the day because I kept forgetting jokes. And so then, and then Maya memorized my script. So she'd be like, you forgot that joke? And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
And so, but eventually, yeah. So I nailed it. I didn't forget one joke when
How
I did
How come you
it.
Don't call me to?
You're streaming. Also, you didn't even come to the show and you live here.
Damn.
And I invited you.
Get his ass.
I was streaming.
He did everything.
No, right. Wait, the show night? Was at 9 p.m. on a Thursday. You weren't streaming.
Oh, I had dinner.
Oh. Oh, I was tired.
No, I didn't mean like I was eating dinner in here.
I was hungry.
No, I had like an actual thing.
It's fine. Connor was there. V-Dog, voice actor. He was there.
That's great.
I was on, but yeah.
Yeah, I was on, but Connor was there.
He flew in
just for my
Japan.
Show. Connor's such a sweetie, too.
He is really sweet.
Crazy.
He was
and
there.
That's a commute. Like, that's far away. If he lived ESA, that would be crazy.
I mean, he was here for a chess tournament, but.
Hey, he has
No. So. He was here for you.
But anyway, I do it. And afterwards, I go out. I'm talking to people, blah, blah, blah. And this guy comes up to me. And he's like, hey, I'm a big fan of Fear And. And I was like, thanks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Because, okay, we know why that's your reaction. It's because
my first
you
lover
fucking hate. You fucking hate this podcast.
I just want to get our shit together. It stresses me out.
We're the ugly duckling. We're the ugly duckling podcast.
No.
You love Ryan and Manon. Girl power.
There's
ooh,
like
look
our
at
set,
my
by
goals.
The way. Do you like our set?
I like it.
Do you like Hassan's stream room?
I feel like I'm being brought into something.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm asking you to choose.
Which one of us do you want to live with?
oh my God. Wait, I love you both unconditionally. It's just like you have an Xbox.
Hassan's always at work, so.
He has dinner.
Yeah, he always has dinner.
This podcast just caused me a little more stress, but it's fine. My other podcast is a well-oiled machine. We're getting there though. I got a company. We're going to send out stickers. I have a company making our pillows. I have a company working on merch. I have a company designing our set somewhere in this house.
Hell yeah.
So she's working.
Every
girl.
Single bedroom is being used right now in the house.
I told you we're going to do a bed that can pull down.
Yeah.
So then you can still use it as a guest room.
A Murphy bed?
And he was, like, no, I don't need that. And I was like, yes, you do.
Nah, it'll be fine.
No. Anyway, we're gonna have a Murphy bed in our set room, and it's just gonna be hidden. It's fine.
I do like that idea.
Yeah. Thank you, idiot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fear And sexy edition, and then we like pull the Murphy bed down.
Get it remote controlled so it just like folds out.
Exactly.
Disco bowl comes down.
Yeah.
That does sound good.
We just get in the bed, all four of us.
That's for the slumber party.
You, me, Austin, Will. We
I
just
do
get
not
in the bed.
Be in a bed with Will. Anyway. So he comes up to me and he's like, by the way, usually like you did a good job, but usually like comedians, like they hate when influencers try to get in the circuit. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I was invited here. I wasn't like, you know, like I was like, all right, bet. And he's like, yeah, like there's this one guy that sells out shows, but he's just a YouTuber. People are going for because he's a YouTuber, not because he's funny. And I was like.
I think he was trying to tell you that, like, you're actually funny.
No, because I also had people there. Like, I'm a YouTuber, too. Like,
yeah.
I know, but he's, I think.
Wait.
I'm defending the Fear And guy.
And then I was like, okay,
I've decided.
Cool, you know, like, hopefully I'll make my way, you know? He was like, I mean, you did good, but you're no Sarah Silverman.
Okay, I'm not defending him anymore.
What is happening?
And I was like, that was my first show,
yeah.
Number one. Number
I take
two,
back I take back what I said. I don't defend
that's
him.
That's so weird.
I was like, of course I'm no Sarah Silverman.
He's trying to fuck you, you think?
Way to instantly compare two women. Like,
yeah.
Just
oh, of course,
two
yeah.
women.
He was like negging you before, like, but then he went hard like into the neg.
I was like,
pulled up his
cool.
phone and
he's
like,
you know, he's like, you know, I'm actually Sarah a real...
I'm like, you're no... I don't know.
He's just like, you know, I'm actually a real jock. I'm like your fucking boyfriend.
Yeah, he's like, anyway, are you free after this?
Yeah.
It was so weird. I think he meant well. For the record, comedy. Maybe, but it was like very gatekeepy and like weird, and also like don't say that to someone after their very first show.
Yeah.
Like you're no Sarah Silverman. Yeah, have you seen her tits? Like I'll never be there. Like I don't know. It's just like
they're
so.
Wow.
Yeah,
how
I think that's what was missing.
Yeah. How sexist of you to say Sarah Silverman is only funny because of her honkers.
I wasn't, actually. I was saying that I'm just as funny as her, and the only difference between me and her are our boobs.
How sexist of you to not
agree with that. So how sexist of you to think that.
Just really fucked up. Your internalized misogyny really comes out sometimes. Don't have to check you.
Don't, obviously, like, cut this out of the podcast or whatever. I was getting so pissed off today because I remembered, like, the hate women.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. Moment of silence.
Wait a second. Oh, I've remembered prejudice.
But there is the stand-up scene does have a lot of that elitism in it, which is, like, it's really interesting because it's so, you got to do the grind.
Yeah, it was actually, so the.
Were they a comic? Like what?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know who they were. I don't know. But there was.
It wasn't even like a Fear and viewer. It was Stavros. Just like actually, yeah. you just treated him like it was just some fucking Fear and viewer.
No, it was the Skylar brothers were there.
Sklar.
That's how it is. Sklar brothers. Skylar they, brothers. Yeah. They're so funny. They're these two brothers that go up there. They do a stand-up bit together.
They've been around for like 20 years.
Yeah. They are very funny. We're backstage. I'm talking to them. They're like, blah, blah, blah. How are you feeling? How are you feeling about your set? I was like, this is my first time. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
And they're like, you're doing 10 minutes? I'm like, yeah. They're like, you have enough for that? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, this is before you did this
yeah.
set.
Did you have 10 minutes?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I did. I had it.
Yeah, 10 minutes. Is
women,
a ton
women love talking, and that's a great thing. I love that.
It's like a shopping oriented. Yeah. Bit.
I mean, yeah, that's why there's so many female comedians. Because we love talking.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's exciting. Look, I like Sarah Silverman. She's a great comic, but the fact that he couldn't summon anyone else is
just so
funny.
You
know, one of the most celebrated comics of a generation.
You couldn't like. It had to be a woman, number one. Yeah. He couldn't just be like, "Oh, you're no Norman Reed." Like, you know, like.
Yeah, you're no Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Kevin Hart is just like, it was just so weird.
No, but doing 10 minutes for your first set.
Wild.
I think that it's like a huge accomplishment. Even going up at all is a huge accomplishment. So I think you should be proud of yourself. And it was an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Sick.
I feel good about it. I did an open mic beforehand and like the last week. And I don't know, have you ever been to an open mic?
Yep.
Brutal.
Very bad.
You walk in and you're like, this fucking is going
to
suck.
Yeah, it's like all comics waiting to go up. And then
so they're worried about their jokes.
And they don't want to laugh at you because they are insecure about someone laughing at themselves.
Oh, so, I mean, that industry is all zero-sum happiness, right? And you laugh from somebody else is one less laugh I get.
And then I am also the only woman. And a lot of my jokes have to be male-female audience so the females can laugh and the guys can be confused laugh. Like, shit, you know, like, I need to be laughing at this.
Right.
I want to see your bit so bad. I want to see your...
If only there was, like, a way.
I had a show.
When's the next time?
Stop performing in private.
Can you, like, avoid dinner time, please?
Yeah.
No,
I don't know
no.
the next time I'll do a full... It's
also, you didn't like invite us. You were just like, hey,
it's because it was my first time.
I'm doing stand up.
No, I wouldn't invite anybody to my first.
Yeah. I was kind of just threw it out there. I was like, I'm doing it.
If I knew it was like a special important thing.
Well, it wasn't special. Like, I'll do it when I do my special. That's when I'll need to like.
Yeah, pack the house.
Get in there, fucking everyone, pretend to laugh, even if I'm...
Okay,
you know?
No, I didn't mean, like, clout-wise. I meant, like...
No, I don't mean clout-wise either.
She's like, I need you to come to the event.
No, I was... No, that is the gala, October 1st, Streamer Awards, which is going to be in February this year.
Oh, God.
That's the only thing I'm forcing you at. Are you... You're not nominated.
Okay, right. No, good.
No one's nominated yet.
Cool. But. Should I start streaming, and maybe that would help?
Yeah, I think we do have to have, like, a minimum of 400 hours, so...
You got time.
You actually do have time if you start now.
Yeah, can we just bet? Should we get it moving?
Let's cut this.
But that's the weird thing about stand-up is, like, you have to practice at these open mics, which are very demoralizing.
Right.
So it's like, there's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like how, I've never really understood how the Blue Angels develop that skill, because if you fail once, you explode.
Yeah.
There
is
no development. It's like, to get good at comedy, you have to be terrible and have an awful experience.
Yeah.
A lot, I guess.
It's so weird.
What kind of kicked off stand-up for you?
Well, I've always wanted to do it. It's always been like, comedians hate when I say this, but it's always been my fallback. Like, when I'm done, because this world...
Gotta see where they hate that.
Yeah.
It's because it's impossible to make money doing stand-up unless you were the most famous stand-up comedian.
Yeah. Because it's like the world that is streaming and this is just like living under this ridiculous microscope, which I realize like comedians get canceled for shit too. But like 90% of the shit that I get canceled for is usually stuff taken out of context and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, if you're in stand up, at least you're like, it's a fucking joke. And people just have to believe
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I mean, I tried that on Twitter this week and I still got canceled. But
did you?
You did everything right.
I did everything right.
And they indicted you, well, man.
Okay. In my defense, I don't even think I got canceled. I didn't get ratioed. It was still, the ratio was healthy. It was.
Yeah, no, no, no. You didn't get canceled, but all the girlies, they were eating your ass in the QRTs.
Yeah, yeah.
They got. They got real like phrenology race.
Yeah,
real.
Yeah. Like, well, that's the thing. That's the thing about like being black on the internet. It's just like immediately to that.
I've never been policed more about my blackness than by Black Twitter.
Yeah. But hey,
same guys.
I was making a joke about the Judy Garland thing, like about the superficial nature of it, in referencing the Community. I don't know if you've seen Community.
There's like a
pseudo blackface moment. Some would say it's blackface. Some would say it isn't. Whatever.
Droface.
Yeah. I made a reference to that, and literally just like without explaining the joke, like the issue is that you have to provide like a Twitter. What is that thing?
Community.
You have to add like a community note to your own joke so that people know.
Yeah.
Have the full context of what you're talking about.
Paragraph long. Like a tone tag.
Yeah.
And then that ruins the joke. You know what I mean? Like any of the discourse around the joke. And so if a guy, even just like random dudes were like, this is one guy, you're a fucking moron. That's clearly a dro. And I'm like, my friend, you got it. Like that's the joke.
That's my favorite. Cause like it goes in either direction, but both is smarmy.
Yeah.
Like it and goes wrong. It goes in the direction where like they get the joke, but they think you didn't get the joke.
Yeah.
But actually, it's them that didn't get it.
I think there's just nothing gratifying about liking something and not saying something if you are that like brain poisoned by, you're like radiated by content, or it's frustrating to say something that's purely support. Like, nice, yeah, agree with this.
Thankfully,
yeah.
I did have a few white people to teach me some things about race and send me some good resources.
You're welcome.
No. It was a learning experience. You have a lot of accounts.
She had a dream.
I was like, Judy is a problem.
Yeah.
She had a dream. She wanted to teach black people about blackface.
I had before him, yeah.
Do you think he was vamping? It's just like... So I had a dream.
What else?
What's going on in the news?
I still got 10 minutes.
You guys seen it's Tinder stuff?
This is actually my first set. Can you believe it?
So I flew here. What's that about?
Squar Brothers are up after this.
And they've got some insights.
Did you have like stand-ups that you watched like growing up? Like what sparked?
Yeah, that? I love dark humor. I love like Anthony Jeselnik.
Oh yeah, classic.
This is a weird take. But I like Daniel Tosh's stand-up. Like,
not that weird.
Quite a bit.
I like Daniel Tosh's stand-up. That's not
that weird. You say that and people think of Tosh.0.
People think
like
of Tosh.0.
No,
yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I remember...
Daniel Tosh and Anthony Jeselnik are very similar in their stand-up.
I like Chelsea Handler. I like Ali Wong. I like... I'm trying to think of...
You know what I hate? My comedy nerd thing is like I hate being a John Mulaney fan from 2011.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
I'm same actually.
Yeah, because now it's like so mainstream, and I'm like, no, I was there.
I'm gatekeeping because I'm.
I was there. Yeah,
I am that with John Mulaney and Bo Burnham.
Me too.
And also, well, I get it. Actually, John Mulaney's newest set isn't like that amazing. It's good storytelling.
Yeah,
it could be a podcast. I mean, it doesn't have to be a set. To be honest,
but I think that's where Birbiglia is that. But I think he's like, I love his stories. But yeah.
He's my gatekeep content.
Oh, for sure. There's so many.
Also, surprisingly enough, this is going to make you mad, but Pete Davidson's old stuff was actually really good.
Pete Davidson's a good comic.
His new stuff is actually bad, though.
Oh,
yeah. His last special is
the last
so
special
bad.
The one where he talks about Ariana Grande and stuff?
Yeah. And it's just like, come on. Like, and he talks about when women shave their vagina that it's like sandpaper on your dick and like you can't, and it's just like...
Yeah,
but it's bad.
It's just not that good.
Stand-up's
no, but I.
Oh, it's just not that good.
When it was like, look at this 15-year-old doing stand-up about 9/11. He's like genuinely very funny, and it's insane that he was doing stand-up from such an early age. Because he started when he was like 12.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Stand-up.
Yeah.
Not funny.
Would you go to it?
I don't agree with you. I think you're funny.
I'm on the fence.
But also, like, I, you know, whatever. You don't have to do.
I love stand-up. Respect what we say. I love stand-up comedy, but I am, you know, I don't know. I just never have, I've just never thought that I could be able to do that.
Something that, sorry, I cut you off.
Continue. No, I was just going to say, it's not what you do. It's like not a lot of the same features and it's less prepared, but you are on mic for extended periods of time with an audience, like a big fail state, right? If you whiff, there's an audience that will not.
Yeah, but they're simps. They're simping. Yeah. They're throwing kick W's. Yeah,
when you have an audience that like wants to be, that's a big thing.
They're
right?
Throwing kick W's. I can't like, I don't know if, I mean, I have a lot of jokes, right? Like, yeah, I have a lot of bits. I have a lot of jokes. I have a lot of things that I make fun of that I know are going to be crowd pleasers, right? But I feel like if I did that in like a actual room, it's very different than doing it on stream.
Yeah. It's also like such a specific skill set that, yeah, only really works. Like stand up, like improv is something where you can't record it. Like it's never worked really recorded.
Yeah. Actually, I did use
Did
UV.
You see Middle Ditch and Shorts?
I did see Middle Ditch and Shorts. I would say that's the best it's ever been recorded.
But I did UCB first, the first class or whatever. I didn't like improv that much.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's even these old, like, famous shows in New York, like ASCAP is one, like this old UCB show that, like, Amy Poehler started in, like, the early 2000s. Yeah. And they tried to turn that into a show. They tried to do, like, a UCB show. It's like that. It's just never translates. In stand-up, it translates better. But I do think there's some people who, like, are funny in the room and, like, not funny, like, when it gets, like, put to film.
No.
11.
Just the siren.
Oh, we back?
Yeah, I got one, too. Was that on purpose? The like 9/11 happening on 911.
Yeah, you know.
Is that like the joke?
Why are you asking me?
You're like the.
Will you call?
You're the guy, sir.
Yeah.
You're the president of the 9/11 fan club.
Yeah. I mean, just because I was dancing on the rooftop. No, does but not
you.
Change.
I feel like you, factually in this room, probably know the most information about 9/11.
That's true. No, I don't. I don't think it was deliberate.
Yeah. Okay. Because I mean.
Good branding.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Doesn't work internationally though. Domestic
11/9,
yeah. 11/9/999 is the phone number in the UK.
Yeah,
but I've always wanted to do comedy, and I have a friend that's deep in the circuit. Like that's all he does. He actually helped write some of the Streamer Awards jokes.
Oh, nice,
cool.
Because my monologue for Streamer Awards is always the thing I last write, and so this year I was like, I'm gonna offload it, and I trust Ben. So okay, Ben, like do this, and it was actually weird. It's the first time I've had someone like ghostwrite for me, and it was. So strange.
What's their name? Maybe I'm like
Ben Zeiper.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
But it's a weird thing to have. Well, also like usually what happens when people ghostwrite for me is they ghostwrite for me and then I say I like it, but and then I tweak it shit ton.
Yeah.
But I was able to like use some of his jokes and then do some of my own, and so it worked out perfectly. We worked really well together, but it's the first time that I've ever really understood ghostwriting. So I was like, how could people do this?
Yeah.
But like
award shows are like the best.
Presumably, yeah, you've done Streamer Awards before doing stand-up for the first time, obviously.
Yeah.
So, like, you notice, like, a very different dynamic or some of it translated?
Yeah, actually, the audience is there to laugh compared to the Streamer Awards. They're not there to laugh, right? I've also done quite a few roasts where I write all my own jokes, and so that's always been good, but...
Roast us. Go ahead.
I'm sensitive. Please, no.
No, I'm busted.
But something that lit a fire kind of under my ass is Ben would say to me, he'd be like, come do one of the shows. And I'd be like, all right, think about it. Recently, as in like 6 months ago, Slime and I were having an argument. Probably the most mad I've ever been at him.
Can you say what it was about?
Yeah, he said I wasn't funny.
No, Sarah Silverman.
Like, and he was like dead ass. He was like, "You're just not funny."
What? That's so weird.
Why did he say that?
It's so rude.
That's so random. That feels like one of those.
I asked for the record. He didn't come out of the. I asked him because he was talking about funny people. He was talking about funny people and how he has friends that are funny. And so I said, "Slime, do you think I'm funny?" And he said,
"Now
no.
I want to know. I want to ask Slime. Like, do you think I'm funny?" Like,
you don't want to ask him. You're not funny.
Like, not like a. It's not a factual thing. It's not an objective.
Well, I know, but it's like for me, like Slime. I think Slime is very funny.
Yeah, I think
and
Slime's funny.
He likes to portray himself as like the arbiter of funny. How people come to me, they're like, "Do you like this cake I decorated?"
Yeah,
I can easily be like, "Yes, that's amazing." But if they're like, hey, can I have feedback on this cake? I can also be like, okay, you need this, sure, this, sure. You know. So it's everything. So me saying, Slime, do you think I'm funny? And him, no. And I was like, huh. And I was like, why? And then he was like, well, you're funny when you do this. You're funny this, this, this. But overall,
you're a woman.
Not funny. And then I said, do you think I could ever do stand-up? Because I don't think he knew that that was one of my goals in life.
Right.
I said, do you think I could ever do stand-up then? He said, absolutely not. And I said, oh, bet.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
Get his ass. Funny
I love that. Yeah.
No, of course not.
Yeah, that's great.
You gotta open Madison Square Garden and dedicate it to him.
I know. Just like, this everybody like
does everybody think he's funny? Huh?
I mean, yeah. We also like it was we grew very much from that conversation because right, I was right, like right. Really mad at him and turned into a big thing. It's probably genuinely the meanest I've ever been to him in my life. I snapped.
Would you call
at him
bald?
No, I was just a bitch. I was such a bitch. Like, we had this conversation. He had to go film the yard. And as they're filming the yard, I'm crying. And I'm like, that was so mean. Like, that was just a mean thing for him to say to me. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm crying, crying, crying. And then he came downstairs and said something so inconspicuous. And I just...
I was like, well, you're... Blah, blah, blah. And, like, he was like, whoa, where's that coming from? Like, he didn't realize how much he upset me. And
right.
Anyway, long... I was being one of those.
He sounds like he asked for us. He's got a... put himself in that situation. So he's like, one of those.
Yeah. I was being just one of those. But he ended up, I told him he couldn't come to the show because I just felt like I would choke knowing who was there.
Yeah.
But then also he did help me write because I had essentially my big monologue in it is about getting kidnapped, how to avoid getting kidnapped and the blah, blah, blah. But then I do get kidnapped and then I fall in love with my kidnapper is essentially my long monologue. But the issue is after that monologue, there's no big laugh because it's like, it's more of a interesting scenario.
Right.
So then the big laugh is the transition to, anyways, I go to therapy, you know, because you just talked about Stockholm syndrome. So then you say, anyways, I go to therapy, everyone laughs, blah, blah, blah. And then I had to get a joke to transition to my final joke.
Mm-hmm.
And so I needed a dead mom joke, of course. Can you help me, like, blah, blah, blah. And he helped me write a joke that day that worked for that transition into my final joke.
Right.
So even though it's just a funny journey where it's like, and then he helps me get there.
Yeah, character.
He helped me get there in multiple ways, but he's my inspiration and my nemesis.
You getting another show together?
Hmm?
You putting together another show? Or
I don't know. I don't know when. The issue with me is I'm interested in too many things.
Right.
And so I can never like fully dive in one of them. Plus I just don't have the bandwidth.
Yeah, that's real.
All three of us will be.
Oh,
don't worry about that.
I think I'll be hungry that day.
It might be a big dinner.
So last thing on.
I've already been invited to do some more shows, but stand-up comedy is weird where it's like you repeat the same joke over and over and over again. And I'm like, eh?
I think I
don't get that. So I'd rather like come up with new material before I do my next show so I can adjust it each time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because my material in that first set is pretty solid, I think.
No, but you still got to keep working it.
I know.
I feel like if it whiffed at a different show, then maybe those jokes are gone, or you just...
No, I think if anything, it's timing. Fascinating to me that that's what you do is you same joke, different audience.
Yeah, because different audiences have different characteristics too. So you have to like know how to play the audience. Like, because what do they laugh at, and then how can I bring that back? Or if they don't laugh at this, then they might not laugh at this similar joke. How do I, you know?
Yeah,
it's so patient. Are they with like a break? Or something?
Yeah, that way I'm not like waiting for like an applause break on a part where.
Well, and I knew I had a younger audience, so I could make a soaking joke because I used to be Mormon. But then I was like, what do you do if you have an older audience? Do you have to explain soaking before you make the soaking joke? Or
how do you think of what soaking is?
Yeah.
I got the older audience. Lose a virgin.
Yeah, dude. That's me.
It's anyway.
That's what it is, right?
It's a weird thing.
You retain your virgin chip?
No.
So, oh.
Yeah. God never saw me give a hand job in high school because I always made the guy wear a condom. And I always wore a glove. So there was no skin touch. No hand job.
That's gotta be
that's a loophole, baby.
That sounds worse than a hand job to me.
I think maybe the guy didn't know he was getting it.
The guy, it's a very specific kink. Yeah, you know now he's like,
what are them special garters about?
What's that doing?
Oh, the special underwear? It's to protect you. So like, lots of people, they'll like bear their testimony. So there's a thing called sacrament meeting. It's once a month, or no, sacrament meeting is every Sunday. There's Fast Sunday. It's once a month, first Sunday of the month. You you fast, of course.
Did they do a live show? So I don't be able to turn up.
Yeah. So you fast all day. You can break your fast at dinner. However, during sacrament meeting, usually they have scheduled speakers. Unless it's Fast Sunday, anyone can go up there and bear their testimony for what they believe in. And so a lot of times you'll hear people bear their testimony. They'll be like, I like to bear my testimony. This church is true. I love the prophet. I love Jesus Christ. I love Joseph Smith. I love my family. I love this and this. And then they'll tell a story. And they'll say, I was in a car accident 5 years ago and the gas leaked and the whole thing went on fire and I got third degree burns up to my arms until my garments. God protected me because I was wearing my garment.
And the arms as well. It's like a little, I thought it was.
Oh, it's a t-shirt. It's a t-shirt and it's shorts. They go to about here. And yeah, and it's a whole t-shirt. It goes, its neckline is quite literally like, honestly, yours is too low.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I think you're both too low. It's
out of the fire.
It's like a, it's a very like Old Navy t-shirt neckline.
They're omnivorism.
Yeah. It makes so warm.
Well, there's different kinds. You can get spandex. You can get like a silk kind. You can get like a cotton kind. So you have to buy them from a certain store. You can't just like buy them. They have to be blessed. And
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a interesting religion for sure.
But what kicked you out of it? What was the catalyst? Much so.
I Googled it. I was like, is this real?
Is this real? Yeah.
I was like, oh shit.
Dude, Google stays undefeated, I guess.
You should show the rest of the church. Guys.
Have you seen the stuff where the Harry Potter stands that still exists? Like, don't like Tom Felton because he talks about Harry Potter too much?
Wait.
So Tom Felton played Draco Malfoy. And he like...
He doesn't let it go.
Yeah. And so I think people are like mad about... I see...
Judy is the Harry Potter fan you're talking about.
Yeah. And like it goes like super viral. And I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
Wait, they don't like that he is talking about...
But he just... So there is...
He'll be like...
Cats has like kind of moved on, but like Tom is milking it for all it's worth.
Yeah.
Which like, I don't blame him because what else does he have to do? But it is kind of like, okay, buddy.
Yeah, that is, you know... A little sad.
It's sad. It's mostly just sad. I don't think it's necessarily like dunk on him, but it is kind of like,
yeah,
like seeing the cast of The Office on Cameo.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. Hey, remember when I dropped the chili, guys?
Yeah,
yeah.
I gotta get it somewhere. I gotta get that nut.
I know. Well, I guess I'm torn. Though, probably not in Tom Felton's case because he probably did make a bunch of money. But in a lot of cases where like people are super famous for something, but they didn't really get a bag, like
the Yodeling Boy.
Yes, or like any of the people who were on Power Rangers.
He was so famous. Go ahead.
He was so famous. I mean, probably had something to do with the reason that he was famous. The one I always think about is the Power Rangers, like the actors who played on the original Power Rangers, because they were all doing martial arts. They were all putting their bodies at risk, but they were like non-union and they were put under like really ridiculous working conditions and they were paid like a really low salary below any guild minimums.
Anyone can do their cameos because they just put on a Power Rangers
suit. Yeah, yeah. Well, that happened. Like, there was an early contract dispute with three of the Power Rangers, the Red Ranger, Black Ranger, Yellow Ranger, where they tried to get, like, the cast to hold out.
Pink Ranger was like, okay.
Yeah, Amy Jo Johnson, she was like, I'm going to go do Lifetime movies. But, yeah, she's in a bunch of Lifetime movies. But, they were like, hey, we want to make more money. And the studio was like, fuck you. Haim Saban, this like billionaire dude. Yeah, huge.
Yeah.
So he was like, fuck you. And then they fired them and just hired new people.
Oh.
They used all the footage. They used like B-roll and cuts like you're describing to like do this like passage of the powers between the old actors and the new actors.
Oh my God.
And the old actors just like walk off into the sunset. And are never seen again.
It is our honor to give you the powers.
Yeah, no, basically that happens.
It's so
by we're going off to college or something.
We went off to SAG.
Yeah.
Wow. Keira Knightley, I believe she was like 16 in Pirates of the Caribbean, and that bitch just got to make out with Orlando Bloom.
Got to.
Yeah.
Not had to. And was
sure she had to, but like, my God, 16-year-old me would have loved to make out with Orlando Bloom.
Right. And that makes it good.
Yeah. Oh, she was 17. And how old was Orlando Bloom in Pirates?
Also, they're British.
Oh, Hassan's gone. I don't know what else to say about it.
I never liked him. I just show up because I feel bad.
Yeah.
A clout that he talks about.
One day I'll come to your live show. Just, you know, do more of the podcast. I'll think about it.
Yeah, think about it.
Hassan yesterday was supposed to come to our podcast at 6 p.m. and he was streaming. He was like doing a react. And at 6 p.m., like I went, I checked it.
Oh my God.
And then I like, Monster. He didn't respond to my like DM. So I just like gifted him subs to get his attention.
You replied in the funniest way. It was just like, Jarvis, thanks for the gifted subs. I'll be there in a minute.
And he was like, I'm so sorry. I'm going to be 45 minutes late.
How was your podcast?
Like, it was good. It was good. Fun. Yeah. It'll come out next Friday. With. Oh, nice.
Dude. Well, let's say some stuff you have to cut.
It's mandatory.
It's mandatory.
We've got to get you on. I was going to ask you, but now that you're in front of us, we're able to have you on. If you'd.
Yes.
You could do,
yes.
You could do your 10-minute set. We can.
Nope.
We could. I will not grab a few
people. Y'all make you guys sit there.
Yeah.
I did the whole thing.
Yeah, we'll bring women, women so that they can laugh at your jokes.
Whoa, like Sarah Silverman.
Yeah. I'll have to watch some
stuff. That's a callback to the sexist joke. So we're clear, yeah.
I need to learn more about Silver Sarah.
Yeah, we had this like big water bowl that she was just drinking out of and her whole face was just covered in water.
Yeah, that's why it has like cool thing. Isn't it supposed to be splash proof or what?
Oh, huge.
It's not that bad.
Do you know? No, no. Do you know how big she's supposed to get, fully grown?
No, I have no idea.
I'm going to guess 110 pounds.
Yeah, probably. It's a safe kick.
I need.
How much is Dippin' in?
60. So he's what Kai is.
Never mind. I'll wait till Austin. I have to force them to do something, but I need Austin. When I'm forcing him, that means I have to force Austin and Will, so I have to do it.
Yeah, is Will out of town right now? I saw
him. Yeah.
In Texas.
You know, fucking what? In
Texas. Oh, just because he has another friend. Jesus Christ. So if, that's in LA, the federal stuff. But he does do that too.
Yeah.
Hassan just gets jealous of Seer.
I get jealous of Seer. I get jealous of Maya. Both in Texas, by the way. It's awful. God, all this
state. Jealous of anyone for Austin, because all you are Austin's.
Yeah, I did not get jealous of Austin. I like when he has other stuff to do.
I'm so happy he's busy this week, actually.
Yeah.
Well, good episode.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, guys. Sorry.
I have a headache. I think I need to go to a masseuse.
Yeah, Advil. A masseuse?
Yeah, I think it's in my neck. I think it's radiating. I get that every once in a while.
So cute, you want to punch in the butt.
You know, cute things, you want to punch them in the butt.
Yeah, sure, you're attacking us. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, gamers.
Bye.